What would you call a deep, narrow valley that at the bottom has a stream of water?
A canyon? Oh, yeah, a canyon.
How about if it's not that big?
A stream.
What would you call a ravine?
A ravine? I don't know, just the word.
Okay. If there's been a heavy rainfall, the rain has cut out a channel across a road or field, what would you call that?
A ditch.
Okay. And what would you call a small stream of water? What are some names for that?
So I just call it a stream, a pond.
Or?
Small stream of water, a pool of water,
yeah,
puddle.
Any water that flows along brooks and...
Brooks and ponds.
Streams and creeks.
Yeah, creeks, yeah.
Okay. What do you call a very small rise in the land?
A ridge.
Or a...
hill.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything smaller than a hill?
A hump.
A what?
A hump.
Okay. And how about something much bigger than a hill?
A mountain.
Okay, and the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharply is a?
A ledge.
You might fall off the?
Edge.
Yeah, okay, the edge is up there, and what's the thing that drops down?
The side of the mountain.
Yeah, there's a name for that.
I don't know. What?
Cliff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the cliff.
Okay, if you had several of those? You have several
cliffs.
Okay. Up in the mountains where a road goes across in a low place, you'd call that a... You have two mountains here and the road goes through in a low place.
A tunnel?
It's not going through the mountain, it's going up in between the mountains.
In between the mountain, a valley?
What would you call a place where boats stop and their freight is unloaded?
A dock, a harbor.
Okay. What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls long distance?
A waterfall.
Okay. And what are most of the important roads made out of around here?
Asphalt.
Anything else?
Concrete.
Okay. What's the difference between
that? Well, concrete is like cement. It's just solid substance. What they're making roads now, most companies, most cities are trying to adapt to using asphalt because it's a porous material. Mm-hmm. And one way I see it, your tires will grip better for safety reasons on asphalt.
Okay. What would you call a little road that goes off the main road?
An alley.
How about if it's out in the country?
a road.
Okay. See, what is the thing along the side of the street that people walk on?
Sidewalk.
Okay, and do you have a name for the thing between the sidewalk and the street?
No, that is a little piece of grass strip, right? No, I don't have a name for it.
Okay. What would a lane be to you?
A lane? Well, you have a different kind in the street. The area where you keep control of your car, you know, where your car is in that particular spot, you know, lane.
Okay, what if the whole thing is this type of road, what would that be to you?
Type of what now?
Road.
Road. Just one road, maybe a two-way highway, a two-way lane.
Let's see, if you're walking along the road and a dog jumped out at you and scared you, what would you pick up and throw?
First thing I find, a brick, a rock.
Okay, and what would you say you did with it?
Threw it.
Okay. Let's see, if somebody came to visit, say your brother, and you met the person in the yard, you might say, well, he's...
There, here?
Yeah. He's the house.
In the house.
Okay. This is talking about putting milk in coffee. Okay, some people like it.
Black.
Okay, now what's black?
Straight, natural, straight.
You can describe to me what?
Just regular coffee right out of the machine, out of this coffee pot of the machine.
Okay, some people like it milk, and others like it
cream.
Milk.
Sweet.